Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back, everyone, to this episode of Blue Collar BS. How are you doing today, Brad?
I am fantastic, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. You know, I think this is the first time we've ever opened up the show laughing. Just you know, just hit record.
Just hit the button and go, right? Just see what happens. So, folks, the reason this is so humorous is this is a milestone day today. This is episode 200 of the Blue Collar BS podcast. And so pre-show, we're talking about what should we do, what's going on. And we've kicked this back and forth, you know, because 200 is a big deal for the podcast world. Mm-hmm. So we're like, what do we got? We'll figure it out. So the episode of this title that we have right now, before we start, might change later, was episode 200, not our best effort. And that's why we're laughing. Because to be honest, we don't know where this is going to go or what we're going to talk about. So full transparency to our audience. And thank you to our tens of listeners. And when I looked at our episodes before, our 133 guests or so have been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Which is fantastic.
133 fucking people said they'd want to talk to us.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens.
You know a lot of people that said yes.
So you're admitting you didn't bring a lot of guests forward.
Hey, I never said I did. I never said I did. Never said I didn't either.
That is true. That is true. So when we launched this journey of just hit record back in, what was it, March of 22 now? Is that correct?
I don't know. I thought it was earlier. I don't remember. Honestly, it's been that long ago. I really don't remember.
Oh, you're right. 2021. Holy shit.
Exactly.
March I was of like, 2021. Oh, March of 2021 when this launched.
Yeah, I think we're
would you ever imagined 133 people, two awards, sitting number two on FeedSpot for podcast, Blue Collar Podcasts to follow, accolades from our guests, the commerce we've created with our guests back and forth. Who knows what the impact has been with others that just listen and actually do something with the things we talk about and take action as to what their business have done or not done that we have no idea about. Mm-hmm. Would you have ever imagined that in 2021?
No. No. I mean, and I'm also in awe, like 97 countries. Really? It just kind of floors me with where we started, where we're at, and where we're headed. I'm like, would I've ever thought about that? No, definitely wasn't in the mindset for that.
Right. It's, when we look at, yes, our show is 77% US. Our friends in Germany have overtaken the Canadians, eh?
Yeah, they have, which is fantastic.
Into our number two listening spot, your regime over in India from your former coworkers.
Yeah.
They're sitting in four, and then for some reason we got a United Kingdom following going on here,
which is fantastic.
Followed by Singapore, Brazil, and our dear friends down under in Australia.
I know. Look at that. I mean, I definitely would never have thought that.
That's our top eight countries out of the 99.
Yeah, I misspoke. We're at 99. So all right, let's go.
So you are, so it's April, right? Where it's April, whatever what's today's date that we're launching this on. So it's April 10th, right? So we're right before tax day. So we kind of talked a couple weeks ago about the shoebox accounting system that you have, and it appears to have run its course with catching up to you as preparing as you have entered this show with complete brain drain of trying to get everything done in time so your accountant can do the things along the way.
That part was, I mean, the brain drain is really just, hey, I gotta find everything and multi-factor authentication, pull it all down, throw it over here, and this is all stuff. You know,
fraud is rampant. I will say that.
True.
I was at a networking event this past week, and the insurance agent, commercial insurance agents that's in there, was talking about cyber insurance to their clients. Their clients like, we don't need that. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. They lost $297,000 in 3 days as they were pulling money out of the bank with no authorization, no nothing, and just wiring $97,000-$98,000 a day or $97,000-$99,000 a day or something like that.
Wow.
For 3 days in a row. Fortunately, she is a very smart and intelligent person that added this other rider on their insurance. So some of it might be recoverable, but for the most part, they're out $300,000.
Dang.
Wow. All because they didn't want to pay the premium for their cyber insurance.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you would have just paid your premium, you'd be all right. I bet you your premium is a fraction of that cost.
It's a fraction of that cost. Oof. It's less than $300,000. I guarantee you it's less than I guarantee
maybe,
you.
Maybe more than a bunch.
$300,000 of premiums would get you probably a bunch of years of cyber insurance, probably. So, folks, as you're going through this end of the year tax, looking at all your stuff, looking at your expenses, your P&Ls, all those things, this is the ideal time to start evaluating and looking at your insurance and looking at your coverages and looking through your financials, because it should be done now and we shouldn't be extending for July, October deadlines.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, it's getting warm. Yes, it's getting busy. But your insurance and your risk profiles are far more important than all the other things. So what would you tell the Chuck in the truck, or the, you know, two or three van operator, GC, small 10 to 15 employee manufacturer, whatever that is, what would you tell them to look at from a risk profile perspective? Where are some blind spots that you see your clients or other industries have?
I mean, honestly, outside of your financial blind spots, like from a banking, things like that, the biggest one I see, honestly, is your tech. Getting, you know, from your computer, anything that has an operating system on it that will lock you, right?
How so?
Explain some more.
Explain some more.
So I know for a fact somebody has gotten their cameras hacked on their vehicles. You get your cameras hacked, and depending on how your cameras are integrated into your main CPU on your vehicle, they can lock out your vehicle from your camera. You know, I mean, sometimes.
Why would you do this to your daughter?
Sometimes.
See, when you say I know this, something tells me that you're
not to me. I have seen a company where that has happened, and they've had to pay the ransom to get it unlocked to go to their job sites.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All because somebody had an open, the camera company didn't have everything locked down. Somebody got into the vehicle, put it on lockdown. Sounds weird, but it can happen. So from your IT, like, and the easiest one, the other one that I hear about all the time is people calling from the bank. The biggest one that we see around here a lot is people calling from the bank, having everything in detail already on you, where they had a security, they hacked into, let's just say somebody hacked into a Visa. They have all of your account information. They have your account numbers. They know who all your contacts are on there. And so they're getting really good at getting you to either send screenshots over, get access to login to your accounts, and then start withdrawing money. And you don't realize it until a couple days later. Then what you have to do, this is the fun part. Then what you have to do is you have to wipe everything clean. Your phone has to be wiped clean. You have to take it and get it you know, cleaned by either some third party provider, like a Geek Squad or something like that. You have to get your computer cleaned, and they have to write for the insurance, you have to write, and it's not just for the insurance, it's also for the bank. They actually have to write a receipt that it was cleaned by a certified person that verified that your phone and your computer are clean before they will give you access back to the bank on mobile devices.
Wow.
So
going back to the cameras just for a moment, because this wouldn't be episode 200 to explain and go forward, but Michael Drelchar, I can't remember the guy, I can't pronounce his last
name. Come on, Brad.
Drelchar, he's in Illinois. So Michael, episode 137, yep. If you're here in the upper Midwest, Michael is your guy. Yeah, I got a guy mm-hmm. to take care of your camera and tracking needs for your trailers, vehicles, mm-hmm. equipment, etc. And he runs a closed loop system. He does those things, but you don't have to go to spend all the money on a big Verizon contract that you'll never get out of, mm-hmm. and they'll blame everything else on you instead of no customer service, etc. So episode 137, show notes, contact Michael to help those camera problems go mm-hmm. away. So I guess that's the beauty of what I see from the show right now, is we have this whole plethora of resources mm-hmm. in our log and in our index of episodes that people, if you're not either using our show or other shows like ours to find the resources that you get to listen to and understand to go support you in those instances, or folks like ourselves even reach out, that's on you as the business right. owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you. There should be no, well, I didn't know. I didn't know anybody knew that. Well, then you're not asking your team. Mm-hmm. You're not asking the right people. You're not asking the people you're already paying to do the work, right? You're paying your CPA firm. You're paying your insurance agents. You're paying your lawyers. Mm-hmm. You're paying all those folks. Ask them the freaking questions.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Brad, what are some things that you're seeing or hearing from a risk perspective?
So I've got a few trucking clients, and so there's massive fraud in the freight industry, right? We're going, yeah, really.
What? Fraud, that's like the new word for 2026, I think.
Yeah, it's like, it's replacing pivot from 2020, so it's fine.
Pivot!
Buzzword bingo.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's a lot of, okay, do you want to call it scam, dumbfuckery? What do you want to call it?
It doesn't matter. But,
you know, carriers that have fictitious DOTs, Illinois, they just did their sweep of Illinois through all the CDL licensing, and one out of every five CDLs that were issued were false.
Wow. What do you mean by false? Help me understand that.
They were not qualified individuals to be licensed to have CDL. So either they didn't have the right... They either didn't have the right I-9 requirements, they didn't have the English requirements, they didn't meet the requirements in order to receive their CDL license.
Hmm.
Or they were fake names, so they were getting multiple licenses, right, to hide and skirt and do all the other things, because maybe...
Have multiple books? I mean, come on.
Maybe they had had a couple accidents, so now they've changed their name, now go get another mm-hmm. license, all those things. So we are going to have a very... interesting 2026 and 27 as they're trying to clean up the trucking transportation industry, mm-hmm. which means that there will be delays in supply chain. There will be delays in products. Mm-hmm. There will be transportation costs are going to go up.
Weird.
Because the right. But it's going to cover the cost to allow those transporters to actually make money and, mm-hmm. and be employed and be profitable. And it'll carry down to the consumer again, and it'll be very much like somewhat of 2020-ish mm-hmm. where you couldn't get things in and couldn't get things out because people weren't moving. Now you're losing 20 to 25% of your carrier base, mm-hmm. and it's going to take time to adjust.
Right.
And the large OEMs, manufacturers, food and beverage producers, et cetera, there's truckload after truckload, they've been beating people down and driving them out mm-hmm. of business. To where they're buying, right? Where those guys have to take action to not do things according to the law in order to keep right. the money flowing in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the large OEMs, manufacturers, distributors are the ones that are benefiting from that lower cost. Because it didn't change the retail price per se.
Right.
Hmm. So talked a little bit about Risk. Let's kind of flip that up.
Love that game, by the way.
I am a fan of Risk. I am a fan of the little dice game with the little things.
The little things.
I don't remember what they're called. The little things, right? They're just little things. So
have fun with that. TikTok. Yeah,
TikTok, baby. So talking about Risk and TikTok, what other things are you, let's just talk some things that we're seeing right now as we're approaching, you know, tax day. What are some kind of fun things that you're seeing from businesses?
I am seeing hiring. So half of my client base is hiring right now. Mm-hmm. And we've had successful hires, good candidates from that hiring practice. I will just say, here's to share with those that are trying to hire and do the things. We get a good job description. We do some job benchmarking. We identify the personality, behavioral types that are there so we can find the right fit, understand the requirements from a technical perspective and maybe skills, put the ad out, get the automated messages set up to, hey, we'll talk to you in 2 to 3 weeks. We'll let you know what's going on. Batch those resumes. Do it through the platform versus doing it through your own email address. Find the ones that you like. Send off some questions to them to respond to. So if I've got 50 resumes that come in, let's just say 20 of them are reasonable. Mm-hmm. We'll say thank you to the first 30. The next 20 we'll send out, here's the 3 questions that we want everybody to kind of go through and answer. And we're going to give you, 2 days to respond type scenario. Of those 20, 5 might respond to those answers, which is ridiculous in my mind. You're looking for a job, but you're not willing to do the work.
And it's real simple work. You just have to answer 3 questions.
Correct. So it's self-selection process. Then out of those, we go through a phone interview to figure out all the fun things. And then off to the client they go for in person, et cetera. And that's been a very successful model versus a resume followed right through a resume. I'm going to recommend just do it in batches, folks. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself batshit crazy unless you get one that's really hot, really good, really whatever. Right. Then follow that one through. Mm-hmm. But in general, I would ask you to batch that up. And I'm not a big batch person, but this I would batch because otherwise you'll just spend your entire life responding. Mm-hmm. But the hiring process has been really good, really successful. Yes, there's a little bit of a softening of the market per se. But on the manufacturing sector, it's still can't find good people. Well, you can't find good people because you're not setting up the jobs for success.
Correct. You're not setting up expectations internally first for success.
Correct. And you're putting your leaders in bad spots and then they're getting burnt out and they're all pissed off because the HR person's not doing their job and they're not listening and all the noise that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hmm. Well, that's positive. I like that. I like hearing that.
So yeah, so we got a bunch of hiring going on.
Yeah, so in that sense, office or remote or a blend of both?
Everything is in person.
All right.
Everything is in person with, as we set the expectations with the clients. So like, hey, these folks are in person. You're going to start that way, but that doesn't mean you need to be so rigid that you don't move to something later on after they've done the thing, proven the thing out, gotten the systems in place, understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Where maybe it's a one day a week, right? Or, hey, this person's a really good fit. They're doing their job. And now summer's here and we only have daycare 3 out of 4 days a week. And somebody's got to be home on Friday.
Right.
Cool. Sure. But you got to earn that right to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And when you earn that right, then you have that flexibility to do so. When we treat people like humans, not just set the expectation that it's going to be a 3, Monday remote, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in, Friday remote. Mm-hmm. However, I am seeing a lot of engineering organizations that are kind of going engineering IT that are trying to go that path of 3 days in, 2 days remote type scenario, just to kind of get that hybrid. But they struggle because they don't have their they've not been able to prioritize their processes and sequences.
Correct.
To find when things are an emergency and when things are, oh, we should have everybody here in the office to take care of this. Well, that's not what you've asked everybody to do.
Exactly. There's no decision matrix. No decision matrix, no decision hierarchy, no none of that. No expectations.
We got to get everybody in here on Monday because we got to discuss this all.
Do you?
What's wrong with Tuesday when everybody's going to be here? Well, we got to get it done. The customers, are you sure? Did you set the expectation with the customer to say, this is what our this is what's going to take us to get this done?
Mm-hmm. Well, even so, why does everybody need to be in the office for this? So they can see you pounding your fist on a table, shaking your rattle? Like, I don't understand why.
Set ground rules for what your remote meetings are like, right?
Yeah.
I had clients where we would have meetings on a regular basis, get everybody on their Teams or Zoom or whatever, and 85% of the cameras, 90% of the cameras are off. I'm like, no.
Yeah, right.
If we're having a meeting, we're having a meeting. You're going to turn your fucking camera on.
Right. This isn't a podcast meeting.
Not our best effort.
Not our best effort.
So out of the previous 199 episodes, are there any moments that stand out in your brain, small but active brain, as you go through here today, sitting around going, oh, yeah, that guy, that lady, that thing, that whatever, that conversation? Because you're not going to remember the names of the people or the dates or anything like that. But is there anything that?
That's the problem. I'm not going to remember.
But are there any moments, right? Are there any things? Are there any pre-show conversations that stand out to you or connections?
Wow, you put me right on the spot. And I
did, because I wanted to be an asshole right now. Because
you wanted to be the a-hole in the room. You wanted to put...
Correct.
You definitely put the irate in your team.
Correct.
Man, that's the hard one. I don't remember.
No regrets, not even a letter? I mean, come on. No conversation stands out.
Asking point blank somebody that has an excellent short-term memory. It's about the... It's about the length of a freaking match. Like, it's gone.
This is the reason why I asked you to pull the shit up on your screen.
I do. I'm looking and I'm trying to remember, like, what did we talk about? Like, I remember laughing about coming up with some of the names.
Perfect. Go with that. Go with that then. This isn't that hard.
Like, I'm just looking at, like, who's sucking now with DT? Like, that was hilarious when we came up with it. I mean, DT's show was pretty legit. So it was
right. What else would you do for a guy that does, you know, grease traps?
Right.
Starting out of the back of a truck to make money, crossing borders to move grease throughout the West Coast.
I mean, those are always good.
You are the best color man in baseball, Steve. For those that watch Major League, you'll understand that.
You will totally understand.
As baseball has sprung, we have passed opening day here on this day, so that's good.
Yeah. Oh, opening day. What's that?
It's this thing that they do in baseball.
Oh, baseball. What's that?
It's a game they play with a stick and a ball.
Ah. All right. So what sticks out in your mind, Brad? It's clearly my mind is full of empty space.
Well, we're aware of that. it's the thing like James Hatfield from Live Switch that still stands out as one of the most, like, such a cool product, such a cool opportunity, and just a cool dude, right? Part of the original Hatfield and McCoys. Precious Williams has been able to go to a couple conferences and have her as keynote for different things.
Precious is awesome.
She was fantastic. She keeps out there killing it. All right. There's just been so many things over the last year. Frank Manning, you know, from the shipyard, former Wisconsin guy that happens to be out on the West Coast now building ships.
Right.
Got his promotion shortly after our show or right around our show. Correlation or causation, I'm not sure, but there's just a ton of people that come through with all their different pieces, all their different opportunities that I think we continue to give our audience a variety. And it's not just the same message over and over and over and over again through all the things. And, you know, if I were to try to use AI, if I were to put all those transcripts into something and just say, hey, what's been the common theme? It would be interesting to see what it would come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And how it would say, here are all these 133 people plus our own pontifications of stupidity, etc. What are the top three themes that have come out of it? I was talking about you, not me, just so you know.
No. Glad we clarified. Glad we clarified there. But did we?
Right? I mean, I got comments back on the OnlyFans for Engineers, right?
When I got that one. I got phone calls on that one.
Really?
People laughing. Like, dude, that was fire. That was good.
But it's just going through that and having fun, and still right. that we're able to get people to come through, you know, this week or not the week that we're recording here in the February, you know, with Noosh and the Sisterhood of Trades,
mm-hmm.
and just the impact that they're having as they're in their own community and what's happening. You know, it's just been interesting to connect all these people,
right,
and put everybody together. And Bryce, so here's something you don't know about this yet, but it came up.
Perfect.
It came up from Joe K from Chasing Checks Sucks.
Yeah,
Chasing Checks Does Suck. He and I had a conversation post episode. He called me looking for some conversation on the product and the stuff that they're doing.
Yep.
And then he talked about what if you were to do a blue collar BS trade show type scenario?
Ooh.
So I'm like, huh.
Hmm.
So then this past week with Bryce Harmon's show.
Okay.
Him and Jessica Hallahan, former guest on episode 189, they got together somehow because they were playing off of our social media stuff.
Yeah.
They got together, started saying, hey, this was a really cool conversation. I said, what if the Blue Collar BS had an in real life event somewhere?
Ooh.
And they're like, sign me up. And if there's golf, 100%.
Oh, well, I would be the guy with the launcher, not golf clubs. So
That's fine. You can go on the brewery tour. We could maybe have multiple events going on.
We might have a couple things. You know what?
We might be
tuned. Let's do it. Yes, and. We just went to improv. Yes, and.
All right. So Blue Collar BS in real life.
Why wouldn't it be in real life?
Because it's usually just audio and fake. It's not like in audio person, face to face. You know, handshakes, babies, you know, all different thing, right? Whatever.
FTF. All right, let's go.
What's FTF?
Yes, and. Face to face.
Oh, that's FTF. A new one to me.
Yeah, face to face. Let's go.
I wasn't sure if that had some other meaning. I don't get to. I don't know.
It probably does, but.
Should we get your daughter? Let's call her and get Kayla in here to see what she knows.
I mean,
actually, it's not your oldest daughter. That's going to be the one that knows. It's going to be your youngest daughter.
It's going to be the quiet one that knows. It's going to be the quiet one.
All right. So here we are, episode 200, and we're going to go with an in real life blue collar BS opportunity here sometime. Ideally, it'd be great to get it here yet in 2024. 2026.
Yeah. Here. Let's go.
Someplace here in the Midwest.
Yep.
Either Detroit or Milwaukee.
Or in between.
Oh, we could go to the new home of the Chicago Bears in Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana Bears.
The Hammond Bears.
The Hammond Bears. The Indiana Bears. That sounds like a great beer. Hammond beer. It's like ham beer.
No, there is. It's hams. It already exists.
It's the same thing.
That's same thing.
So it's probably going to taste the same.
But I think we could do some stuff. Yes. So Joe has some ideas for us. He's willing to support us. I'm building that out, which is where it came from. And just need to find a couple venues, a couple places to hold things. And
so let's stay tuned. Let's figure this out.
So, hey, listeners, if you have any ideas or any thoughts, or what you'd want to see.
Yeah.
Put it in the comments. Let us know.
Drop it like it's hot. Let's go.
Jesus Christ. Again, episode 200, not our best effort.
Let's go.
All right. Well, here's right, episode 200. We're done with 200. This April 10th, 2026, a major milestone. We've had some great guests, some great things. We even got more exciting guests coming out through 2026.
Mm-hmm.
If you look ahead into July, end of July with Jamar, that show was phenomenal. That is going to be a long episode because we just went a while, but we got things we can do here in 2026. So Blue Collar BS in real life, we got to figure it out.
There we go. All right, let's go.
All righty, sir. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you as well.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.